She didn't run away. And don't say, well, she was Miriam. Even Yunus, Jonah, ran away. He was a prophet. Better than all of us. Better than all of us. Miriam, she didn't run away from something that would have been so incredibly difficult. I can't even. It's difficult sometimes to face family members because you broke their favorite mug. You don't want to bring the mug in and say, oh gosh, you know, I broke the mug, sorry. She or valuable, whatever. She came with a baby. A baby. And had the expectation, the full expectation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would take care of her. And the baby spoke. La ilaha illallah. Maryam's story is a story of miracles. Her own birth, the temple accepting her at all. Temple back then didn't take in women, don't forget. The temple accepting her at all. Her uncle Zakaria, also miracle in the birth of Yahya. Maryam's life, the coming of Gabriel to her, miracle in the form of a human being, miracle. Her shaking of a tree, miracle. A baby that spoke, miracle. Miracle after miracle after miracle. Yet she was a young woman. Some of the misogyny in the world today would have us believe that somehow women are not worthy of miracles, or somehow that women are not quite as good as men. Unfortunately, we have in different places and spaces in the Muslim community, people that feel it's okay to make jokes about women, to look down on women, to not allow women on masjid boards, to not understand the incredible contributions that women make to community. But we stand in Maryam's shade, alayhi salam. And whatever anybody else might say or think or do, we stand firmly, 2 feet on the ground, and our hearts able to expand and accept our life conditions, whatever they are, and find the khair in it. Find what is it we're supposed to, what do we need to learn from these conditions?